Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. Today we're going to read out of 1 Peter 5, 1 through 11. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. And all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. So once again, we're reading today from 1 Peter. Peter's writing to a church that's facing persecution, and this letter is to encourage the church to persevere in the midst of that persecution. This passage begins with some instructions for people like me, the elders of the church. It reminds the pastors in the church to take care of the people in their churches, not because they have to, but willingly and in ways that would please God. There's also a warning about doing ministry just as a job or just as a means to make money. Finally, Peter tells the elders to be humble in the way they lead the church, not lording any kind of authority over the people God has called them to minister to, but as examples of humility. So it's almost as though we can hear Peter kind of thinking out loud as he writes this, because he jumps right from there to encouraging the rest of the church to be humble in the way they deal with one another as well. We can almost hear Peter say, and while I'm at it, not only should the elders lead with humility, but all of you should be humble in the way you deal with each other, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We heard these words in a morning meditation not too long ago about the Magnificat. Just as a reminder, the idea that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble, it's found throughout the Proverbs and the Psalms. And Jesus also says that everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. So here, once again, we see that recognizing our own poverty before God allows us to treat others in ways that are life-giving instead of destructive. Peter seems to say that the key to Christian unity is humility, for its leaders and for each other member as well, the young and the old alike. This passage concludes with one of the most famous verses in 1 Peter. Peter restates this idea of the church humbling themselves, even in the face of persecution, because God will exalt them in due time. And then he encourages the church to cast all your anxiety upon God, because he cares for you. This might be a great reminder for us as well. Maybe we aren't facing the same kind of persecution that the early church was, but maybe in the midst of all the busyness in our lives, we need to hear those words again. What would it look like for you to cast all your anxiety upon God? What are the things that keep you up at night? What are the things about this new day that already have you tied up in knots? What if you were to take a couple moments to cast your anxiety on your Creator? But the verse goes on, because God cares for you. That statement alone should bring a sense of that kind of humility that Peter is talking about here, realizing that the God who created this magnificent universe actually cares for you. And this God doesn't just like you a little. God cares for you like you've never been cared for by any other human being. God loved you and I while we were yet God's enemies. God cares enough for you to become a human and to go to his own death out of love for you. So humbly cast all your cares and anxieties on God today, realizing how much God cares for you. Peter ends this passage with a call for the church to be disciplined and alert, resisting the adversary, the tempter, and to endure their suffering, knowing that they are not alone in their suffering. They have brothers and sisters all around the world who are suffering with them, and they will have a Savior who has suffered just like them. It is that Savior who will restore them, who will support them, who will strengthen them, and who will establish them as they persevere under the suffering they're enduring. So let's cast our cares upon Christ today, knowing that Christ cares for us and that it is Christ who will restore us and strengthen us and support us and establish us as his disciples. That's just a thought for this morning. I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.